Welcome into Sports Call on Tiger 93.9 FM and streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. J.J. Jackson and Ryan Lavoie now getting a chance to sit down and chat with Paul Finebaum of ESPN and the SEC Network. Paul, we really do appreciate the time today. How are you?
Oh, the pleasure's mine. It's great to be on. I hope you guys have had a good time this week.
Yes, we absolutely have. We're more curious, first and foremost, this time of year, what is it like for you on your show? We obviously get a lot of wild phone calls from time to time, mainly about the Auburn Tigers. But for you, what is this time of the year like?
Well, every fan base is incredibly optimistic. So you deal with Florida fans calling in saying, hey, we're going to win the SEC, and Georgia fans and Alabama fans, Auburn fans are going, yeah, but we know we have a tough – so it's, you know, with a conference network and having, you know, 14 different schools, it, I mean, you have to appreciate that. I just simply listen to the comments, and when a South Carolina fan calls up and says, I think we can win it all, I just go, why? And they say, because. Will Muschamp's our coach. And so, listen, you guys do it. I have great respect for callers and fans. Try to bring a little bit of dose of reality, because otherwise, if you listen to these experts upstairs that I work with, and everyone else, you think that all 14 SEC schools are going to win 10 games.
Paul Finebaum joining us here on Sports Call. Another question for you. I'm curious, how have you seen this Media Days event change in, or grow over the years?
Well, I didn't catch the first iteration of this, which was in the 60s and 70s and early 80s. A group of sports writers and sportscasters got on a plane and flew to every site. And this started in the mid-80s, and I've been to all of them because I lived in Birmingham. And yeah, it got bigger every year. At some point, the SEC realized that they could turn this into a circus. So they became pretty liberal with credentials. I mean, if you wanted one, if your boss's dog wanted one.
Sure.
And the reason for that was so they could announce, hey, we got 1,000 credentialed media, which made the SEC look bigger.
Right.
Than the big. And then I don't remember what year it was, but all of a sudden somebody started showing up. And this is not a Saban thing on Wednesday. I've seen 5 Alabama coaches get the same attention. And then the video of that started being transmitted, and that's really I think when this thing took a different life.
Let's get into some Auburn stuff now, and obviously, as you mentioned, fan expectations are with any school very high. They're obviously always high with Auburn. Looking at their team, first off, on the defensive side of the ball, they get a lot of returning on their defensive line. How dominant is that defense going to have to be, at least at the start of the year, knowing you're breaking in a new quarterback?
Extremely, and I think it will be. I believe Kevin Steele is one of the two or three best defensive coordinators in the country, and I've watched him for many, many years, and he's an extraordinary coach, and I think he's not only developed, but he's now recruiting elite players, as you guys know, and there's nobody that I think in college football that can compare to the Auburn defensive line. So I think that's critical, and it's necessary, and it is really Auburn's path to a really good season. Auburn has to survive the first half of the season. And then if they do, they've got a shot at those games that matter most at the end.
What do you expect from Gus Malzahn as far as a play caller this year? Do you expect kind of more of the traditional, back before he was a head coach, kind of fling it all over the place and mix things up a lot? Or do you expect him to be a little safe to start the year trying to break in a new quarterback?
I mean, I think he's got to be a little safe. I think too many people read too much into the bowl game. That was an aberration. That wasn't the Auburn team I had seen all year. And, you know, for anyone to say, well, I mean, look what Gus Malzahn's capable of. I mean, they obviously have not been following Gus Malzahn. He's always been the offensive coordinator.
Sure.
It's his offense. And by the way, it ought to be. He's the head coach. Coaches don't always do the signal calling, but I was talking to Jeremy Pruitt the other day and talking about the defense and Will Muschamp, and they said, well, I backed away from that. Come on. I mean, if you're a defensive coordinator, you're running that defense. And I just have a hard time believing that he is going to be dramatically different. I think the biggest difference is he's got a couple of quarterbacks that fit his eye a lot better than Jarrett Stidham.
What do you think it is when you've got a situation like this for Auburn with two quarterbacks with not as much playing experience, what ultimately will be the difference, you believe?
Well, I think 10 years ago the answer would be Joey Gatewood. You don't want to just totally freak out a raw freshman, but that doesn't apply anymore to college football. I mean, there are no rules, and the reasons are very simply that young players have already been exposed. Bo Nix he's seen it all. He's been to 7-on-7s. He's played high school football at a big level. He's been to these camps in the summer where he's faced the best competition, and yeah, I think that's great. I think the fact that a young kid is fearless is, you only have 4 years of eligibility. Right. Why waste it?
Taking the fans out of it, because we know there's a lot of pressure from the fans. Realistically, what is the pressure from administration you feel like on Gus Malzahn this season?
Well, that is so difficult to answer right now. And you guys understand it better than I do, because the administration is in flux. Who's in charge of the Auburn program? And I could not tell you right now. I have a theory that it's somewhere on that board of trustees, because I've covered a lot of Auburn football in my career, and that's usually where it comes from. So I think Auburn is the most difficult school in the SEC to predict. If you told me that they were going to go 10-2, I would say, okay, I can certainly understand that. If you told me they were going to go 7-5, I can say, I get it. They've got the toughest schedule in the country. So that's why I believe the Oregon game will set the tone. Now, try not to pay too much attention to what happened last year against Washington. Auburn could have lost that game very easily.
Sure.
There was a call on a touchdown, came back. Auburn was able to move the ball at the right moment in the game. So if that game goes badly for Auburn, be careful, because the pressure will intensify, and so will the schedule. If you rank Auburn's toughest games, it's obvious. The two toughest are Georgia and Alabama. They're both at home. A&M is on that list. LSU is on that list. Florida is on. I don't know if Oregon ranks in the top half of Auburn's toughest games, but it's probably the most important game.
Paul Feinbaum joining us here on Sports Call. Before we let you go, we want to go back down memory lane, and we're curious. when you think of Auburn, when you think of Jordan Hare Stadium, is there what's the first story or a game or what comes to mind?
Yeah,
first?
I mean, I Auburn was the very first beat I had in Birmingham, and then I covered a lot of Auburn and Alabama. But if my most incredible memory of Jordan Hare Stadium, it's a pretty obvious one. You guys probably weren't alive. But it was 1989 when that first Alabama-Auburn game came back there.
Sure.
1 hour before the game, Auburn fans were screaming at the top of their lungs. I've never seen anything like it. Pat Dye referred to it after the game as like the Berlin Wall coming down because of the significance. And you had to understand that Alabama owned everything. The games were at Legion Field. Pat Dye said, you know what, we're not playing there anymore. And a lot of people raised a lot of loud voices about that. But that's just the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
That's Paul Feinbaum. You can listen to a show on our sister station, FM Talk 95.9, right there in Auburn. Paul, you've been far too kind with your time. We really do appreciate this today.
My pleasure, guys. Really nice of you to invite me on.
You're listening to Sports Call.